My name is Sheridan Kirk. I work in the Chester County School District and will be utilizing what they have in regards to a technology plan to compare and analyze to ISTE standards for students, teachers, and administrators, as well as other documents that were at our disposal during week 6. To begin with, Chester County School District does not have a standalone technology plan. The technology plan for Chester County is embedded within the district's 5-year improvement plan, and it was written to cover the school years of 2013 through 2018. This, in and of itself, is not good. Because of the way technology changes, it should not be something so static. Needs with technology change from year to year, and that needs to be reflected accordingly. Also, because it was included in the 5-year improvement plan for the district, it does not go into great detail in regards to how the district wants to go about meeting goals that are listed within the improvement plan. To my knowledge, the technology coordinator for Chester County did not have a technology plan written that could be shared with me other than what was written in the district improvement plan. Also, if you want to compare the way we have our technology plan embedded within the district improvement plan according to the ISTE rubric for school technology plan, I believe Chester County School District will be developing on every category because of how vague the technology portion of the district improvement plan is. The portion in the district improvement plan that deals with technology has their major goal listed is that they will implement a comprehensive technology plan to address current and anticipatory technology needs that include classroom instruction, formative and summative assessments, safety or security issues, and school district efficiency. After some of the things I have read and seen and looked at, I feel as though it is not just good to implement a technology plan, but to have one in writing so that everyone can look at it and be able to see the way in which the district is going. They can know what's the next step, what they need to prepare for, just so everybody can be on the same page. One of the first objectives to help reach this goal in this technology portion of the district improvement plan is that teachers and staff will utilize technology in classroom instruction. Again, this is very vague. It does not go into detail about the type of things or ways in which teachers will be expected to utilize technology in instruction. It does not go into the evaluation method that will be utilized to determine if teachers are utilizing technology well in their instruction. When comparing it to the ISTE standards for teachers, on the other hand, it gives 5 ways in which a teacher can better utilize technology in the classroom. No, this isn't an evaluation, but you can clearly look at those 5 different areas and see, okay, these are the things someone would be using in their classroom that is utilizing technology correctly within their classroom. You can clearly see that. The next objective listed in the improvement plan for technology deals with the administration. Again, this is very short, and it just lists using the district-wide technology team to provide training and sending teachers to conferences. I find that from my own experience, them using the district technology team is not very effective, and it's not very often that all teachers get sent to technology conferences. Typically, it's those within the school building that are the computer teachers or something like that, and that information doesn't always get around everybody. There's no way they can afford to send us all to conferences and have us taken off And then when others do go, the information is not always dispersed very well. But I also feel it left off something very important that in the ISTE standards, you know, it talks about. And that is that administrators should be advocating for faculty and staff to use technology. You've got to get that stakeholder buy-in. They're not going to do it just because it's said. They're going to do it because they see you and they see their leader encouraging the use of it. And also for the teacher, for the administrator to be a leader when it comes to use of technology. Show them how easy it might be to utilize technology in lessons by the use of such things as like Twitter or Plurk or even Audioboom, you know. This will help ease their fears and help them reach out and try new strategies, because they're going to continue to utilize the strategies that they're most comfortable with unless they find a way to be comfortable with new strategies. Another objective talked about is the use of technology to make communication with the community better. A little more detail was put into this objective by them stating exactly how they plan to communicate more effectively with the community, parents, and stakeholders. They went into such detail as giving specific app names, specific ways that they would put the information out there for parents and community members and stakeholders. And so you could definitely tell that there was a little more thought and plan put into that portion. And the last objective dealing with technology within the school within the district improvement plan was dealing with student security and safety. This part was probably the most detailed out of all parts of this goal, and I believe that's rightly so. But because the safety of students is very important. They detailed precautions the district will take in order to ensure all students are being safe while utilizing technology within a district. They utilized what they would do in order to let parents know, even getting students to sign agreement sheets, you know, saying they will use technology appropriately and that kind of thing. So overall, there were a lot of areas that needed more detail. And I really believe in this case that Chester County should at some point have a technology plan that is a standalone plan that's not embedded within the district improvement plan, but something that's very detailed that anybody could pick up and look at and see exactly where our district is heading in regards to technology and how it's utilized within Chester County.